This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
This is the American Family Farmer. Once again, this week, we deal with issues of the family farmer in America. I'm Doug Steffen. I am a family farmer, amongst other things, broadcaster. But my avocation all through my life has been dairy farming, been around cows all my life. And so as I built a dairy herd of 500 at one point in time. I've raised thousands of cows over the years. I think I know pretty well what's going on. I used to sell raw milk and cheeses and that sort of thing in my dairy store. I get what's going on, and I want to do what I can through these facilities to help. Here to help those who are family farmers, those who are in small agribusinesses, those who are locavores, who are trying to enjoy the fruits of the farmer's labor. So each week we present a story, a person that may have had a problem, solved it, we seek ways to find solutions to problems. If you've got a problem or you have something you'd like me to pursue in terms of interviewing and conversing on this program about something specific that is a problem for you and a number of your colleagues, just send me an email. It's Doug at Doug Steffen, Steffan.com. We have with us now Betty Groteforst, who grew up on her family's 212-acre multi-generation family farm, Honey Creek, Wisconsin. So what was farm life like for you, Betty, in that area? Wisconsin's big dairy area, still is. They argue and fight with themselves about raw milk issues and that sort of thing. I remember when I was at the height of my doing my raw milk thing, there was a big to-do. The governor was going to sign a bill allowing raw milk, and the producers, pasteurizing producers, got to him and sort of cut it off at the pass. A lot of people thought this was crazy, given the fact that Wisconsin really is pretty much known around the country as the dairy state. So anyway, what do you do? Tell me about life on the farm as you grew up first.
It was wonderful. Perfect way to grow up. We were wild. We had calves as pets. We roamed the hills and learned a lot by hands-on.
Well,
more than what we see in computers these days.
Yeah, right. It was hands-on. You learn by doing, that sort of thing. One of the things interesting, you mentioned it and say what you just did the way you did. I found that what was bothering me toward the end of the time when I was actually milking a lot of cows and selling the raw milk, I stopped doing that last year because I was tired of 28-year-old kids who had no experience whatsoever coming to me on the farm and saying, well, you're doing this wrong. And I would point out, or the people that work for me, more importantly, would point out, well, this really isn't wrong. This is how it's done. This is how it's been done. No. It says here on page 48 of my manual that you're not supposed to do this. And you could feel the steam coming out of your ears. And I would say to these kids, have you ever been on a farm? There were a couple of younger women who grew up on farms. But for whatever the reason, the guys seem not to. And they have their hair head in the clouds thinking, oh, my God, this is wonderful. I'm going to get to work around farms. And that was what they thought when they went to school. You know, I'll be just like the farmers. And they aren't. They don't have a clue. And that's the sad reality. You were milking Guernseys, I understand. I grew up around Guernseys.
Yes. High butter fat.
Yep. Sweet cow. All the brown cows are sweet. And the thing also that a lot of people don't realize who milk bigger, more recent cow breeds, if you will, the brown cows are the original cows, and thus there is A milk and B milk. Do you know the difference between A milk and B milk?
Grade A and grade B, yes.
But, well, there's also a category of cow, A cows and B cows, as to age, how long they've been on a planet. You know, the bigger cows, the Holsteins, have not been around as long as the brown cows have. And and therefore, there is a value to the older cows, the Jersey cow, the Guernsey cow's milk, brown Swiss cow's milk, that has not been found yet in the Holstein cow. Holstein's good for big production, but the quality of their milk is nowhere near what the brown cow is. I don't know whether you learned that or not, and I know people are going to listen to me say this on the radio. What are you saying? I don't know. But I think that's been proven out by any number of studies.
Well, I didn't know that, but it makes complete sense with the way that consumer, the marketing of milk right now is quality, quantity versus quality.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day, we needed high-protein, high-fat milks.
Yep.
For cheese making and that type of thing. And now we are being told we need more milk,
right.
Liquid milk, and it doesn't matter.
Well, I'm not being told that. I wouldn't have acceded to that anyway. But I think there are a lot of people who are building these mega dairies, these institutional industrial farms that have thousands and thousands and thousands of cows. And the quality of the milk that you're getting, those of you who are locals, those of you who are buying this stuff, is just crap. It is. And that's the way. Yeah. You know, all right. So anyway, let's talk about your education and where you are now, because this is a great story. Those of you who are joining us, Betty Grotefors is here, and she runs Greene County. There's a great website, greencdf.org. She is a defender of farmland, active on the Greene County Board. So what is this group trying to do to protect farmland?
Well, what it is a grassroots group that started out here in the in Greene County, in the town of Sylvester. Mm-hmm. We had this mega dairy come to some local farms looking for manure contracts so that they could spread manure on their land,
right.
So that they could build
the
mega dairy.
Right.
And the neighbors, the closest neighbor, got bothered by this, and subsequently it started the Greene County Defending Our Farmland group. I'm not the organizer of it. I'm a strong supporter of it. And it's, again, very grassroots. And we went to Farm Aid trying to get the issue up front to people so they really understand what is happening in small town America, in Greene County. We only have 4 CAFOs at this point.
A CAFO is a concentrated animal feeding organization. You're there to do what? What's your relationship with those with those institutions?
Well, I want to see, let's take a step back and take a look at what this is doing to our environment, mm-hmm. our water, and the integrity of a community. It's kind of the Walmart coming back to haunt rural America.
Right. It's another step. You're right. Let's pause for a moment. Yeah, you've just hit a nail on the head or a nerve with a lot of people. Betty Grotefors is here from Greene County's CAFO, Defending Farmland is their focus. A lot of you have the same sort of thing going on in your area, and I'm sure when you listen to her story, you'll agree with her point of view. Many of you will anyway. So we'll continue in that thread in a matter of moments here on The American Family Farmer.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the Geico app.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
Convicted criminals obviously can't keep ill-gotten wealth, but police often seize property from people who are not even charged with a crime, much less convicted. If police merely suspect something was acquired illegally, they can take it under a program called Civil Asset Forfeiture. It has become a regular funding source for police departments. In 2014, American citizens lost more property to police than to burglars. People who want their property returned must prove in court that they obtained it legally. A look through the lens of liberty shows that is a direct violation of the Bill of Rights, which protects us against illegal searches and seizures. Citizens should insist that Congress stop this unconstitutional program.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Continuing on now, this week's focus on the American family farmer is a defense of real farms and real farmland. That's me putting my pejorative on it, but it sounds like Betty Grotefors is coming from that same area. So the big mega dairy came in. They wanted to spread manure on your land, or they wanted you to spread your manure on their land? I was trying to figure that out as you told that part of the story.
Well, fortunately, in Greene County, we have a group of women that's Greene County Women in Sustainable Agriculture. It has grown in multitudes, and it's a very active, supportive group of women and their partners in agriculture here in Greene County, and it's sustainable agriculture. It's not anti-farm. It is more just helping out each other, whether you have a CSA, if you have just want to have some animals and you want to do a market, farm market approach, or if you want to just enjoy the country life.
So, and what's the threat here from the big dairy operators?
I think there's several things. One is the safe groundwater, and that's what we're working on as right now. The other is just quality of life. Sure, you all folks, a lot of folks might live in the city, but I don't think some of us choose to live in the country for a reason. We, like this morning, I heard the birds singing out in the, you know, as I'm in bed, and how wonderful. In town or cities, you hear cars before you hear birds. And I think it really is a very grounding and connecting to what really matters. It's not the bigger car. It's not the faster boat. It's not the bigger house. It's what really, the salt of the earth, a lot of farmers are described as being. And I think that's, it's a lifestyle. It's community.
Yeah, it is a way of life, if you will. I live on the farm. I live across the street from where I grew up. I live on the farm where I spent most of my time as a kid. The two or three dairy farms that were right in my immediate neighborhood I've owned at some point in time in my life, and I've had cows on all of them. And it was, I mean, when I go out, still now, if I'm going to start, when I do my radio program during the week, I start at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I've been getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning all my life because of the farm, and I open up all the windows, and I can smell the cows and the fresh air, and there's something that almost is indescribable about that. But if you have a vivid imagination, or you have it in your experience, you can remember it, and when the suggestion comes of how wonderful it smells, you can sort of bring that smell back. We're talking about how to deal with the extreme changes in agriculture here on this week's American Family Farmer.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day. Once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Continuing on now, this week's American Family Farmer, with a focus on these big concentrated animal feeding farms, with a look to how you can work around them or not work with them, if that's your choice. And it's good to be able to make choices. A lot of times the way things work in government and industry, things have gotten so out of hand in almost any industry that you talk about, that the person that helps start or keep the movement going gets lost in the shuffle. And that certainly is the case here with Betty Grotefors from Greene County, Wisconsin. She and a group of her neighbors are trying to fight this concentrated animal feeding, these lots where they have dairy cows, thousands of them. They milk them 3 times a day. Basically, after 4 lactations, they're dead because they can't keep up with the strain, the stress. And it affects the quality. You might say, well, how does that affect me? It does affect you if you're drinking this milk, because the milk from these cows, as we said a few minutes ago, is nowhere near the quality because of the stresses that we're talking about, any more than stress is good for you in your life. It's not good for the animals, and it's not good for the product that comes out of them. So whatever bunkum you hear from these people that are processing huge amounts of milk or delivering huge amounts of milk to the processor, there's nothing in it that's the truth. It is not quality milk. It's not. So anyway, but you're really now concerned about the impact of all of this manure on the rest of your operation. We all spread manure on our fields. It's actually much better for the fields than using commercial fertilizer. But, you know, there are those who are worried about the runoff and that sort of thing, which probably wouldn't have been a problem had not farms been allowed to get as big as they have. Would you agree with that, Betty?
Yes, that's correct. It's called concentrated for a reason, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
You can't put a lot in a small area. Mother Nature doesn't do it for a reason. It's not sustainable.
You know, I mean, that's just the way I am. But you're looking at it from a sort of a universal point of view. How is this big concentrated animal farm, how is it affecting not only water, you're talking about that a little, but the soils in your area?
Well, because we have nutrient management plans that people, because of our livestock siting laws that have been passed in the state legislature, they, after a certain amount, goes to our DNR and our Department of Agriculture, Trade and perfections.
Yeah.
There's a lot of criteria that need to be met before these KFOs come in. And, yes, they're highly regulated, but we're also seeing what Flint happened in Flint. Well, yeah, that's being regulated too, but when you lose local control and local interest, you lose what really matters. You can't be all counties and all townships are not the same as all, like you said, all people. We're all different. We have our own set of what makes us unique, and that's what makes us unique.
Well, one of the things, again, that is finding itself to be a problem, when these companies get so big, they have huge infrastructure, and it applies in dairying, but it applies in every field. You can look at who's in the USDA, who's at the FDA, you can look at who's at the EPA, you can look at any government agency, and now they are rot with people. Maybe you can use rot in both both frames of reference, with people who come from the industry that get into positions of power and importance and influence. They change the way things are operated so as they say are effectively favoring their companies and the way they do business, and then they get out and they go back to work for their company. You can't tell these people that, because after all, they're the government. And they ought to be there to help us, but they aren't, frankly. And so we continue our conversation. What are the local folks in your area doing about the onslaught of these big concentrated animal feeding lots? We continue with that focus. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
This is Dan Pillett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the marginalized fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
On now, next half hour, we'll have more conversation with Betty Grotoforst, who runs a green operation, the Green County Defense of Farmland Group. They're trying to defend the farmland from the big. You think sometimes, Betty, when you get into these things, okay, you're protecting yourself from what? The creep of suburbia and homes and businesses. But no, in this case, you're protecting yourself from the onslaught of huge farms that are wrecking it for most everybody. And there is just no denying that these people have influenced the government enough to let it all be happening. We all know that the bigger you are, the more influence you have, the less people are going to pay attention to you. The regulators will stay away. Or if they do go, they're in the pocket of these big operations. So we're talking about groundwater, sustainable practices when it comes to the land. What are some of the other issues that you're faced with? And by the way, let's have a little more discussion of what you're doing to sort of keep them in check. How successful have you and that group been at keeping these people at bay?
Well, unfortunately, just last this week, Tuesday, a hydrogeological study was presented to the county board for approval, and this would be basically understanding how our groundwater works, depth to bedrock, how the water flows, stuff we can't really see. Anyway, it would be a study done by our UW Extension, costing just under $106,000, because it was coming out of the general fund, and it wasn't in the budget process for 2015. We had to go this process. Well, it got defeated only by one vote of the county board.
Defeated how and why?
Defeated because we needed two-thirds of a vote on the county board, of which there are 31 members. Three were absent. There were 20 yeses, 8 nays. That meant that we needed one more yes vote to get two-thirds of the vote.
And what would have happened had you gotten two-thirds of the vote?
We would have been able to proceed on doing the hydrogeological study, which would take 3 years, conducted here in Green County, to better understand, again, our water tables, how the water is flowing. It's not regular. It won't, It wouldn't be regulatory at all. We can't use it to stop a CAFO, but we can use it to better understand how our water below us works.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've learned, I don't know how familiar people are with what's happening up in northern Wisconsin, in Kewaunee County and those areas where there's tremendous CAFO to CAFO, they just basically abut each other. And their groundwater is incredibly dangerous,
mm-hmm.
to the point where some people aren't even able to sell their homes anymore because of the water is contaminated.
See, this is part of this harassment of farmers, mm-hmm. and what to do. The EPA wants to regulate the puddle in your driveway, not because of what you've done or the farmers who are responsible, but because of these SOBs who have ruined it for everybody. And now the EPA, which wants to be more zealous anyway and get in everybody's faces because they can, now they use that. They say, look, see, that farmer is destroying the wetlands and destroying the land and yada, yada, when it isn't you and the other farmers who are doing what you do, but it's these other people who are running these abusive operations. And the same exact thing has happened with the Food Safety Act, which applies more to the smaller farmers because they can chase them around. These big conglomerates, Cargill and ADM or whoever else is involved in growing on tens of thousands of acres, lettuce, spinach, those sorts of things. They package them. Dole is another one. And you're always hearing of the problems of salmonella, listeria, E. coli. That isn't coming from a small farmer. That's coming from the huge mega farms. And they want to control everything. So they influence policy. They get these people to come in and chase you around and basically put you out of business. That's why I quit. I didn't want any more interference from the government. And that's what's happening with the dairy farms all across this country. And that's why Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders are making hay, because they speak to these issues. Whether you like them or you don't like them, they're the ones who are speaking to the need of the farmer and other people who feel like they're not being heard and, in fact, are being abused by government. Because guess what? They are.
Yes. Corporate America is not the corporate America it was a generation ago.
Mm-hmm.
It is now so much. It's corporate is hidden behind LLCs, meaning limited liability. You can have a farm, but it's a LLC, and there's no recourse. No one's bought into the. You're just here, kind of raping the land, raping. The raping, taking away what we have,
but
you can hide away because you are in an LLC and file bankruptcy or whatever. And
mm-hmm.
that is just, you're not owning what you're doing. And I think that's a big problem I have.
Mm-hmm. So how do you think, when I was just looking at, there's a new, some of the states have what they call RAPs, Required Agricultural Practices, which have come about as a result of the abuses of these big farmers. And so now all the states want to get in on the act, and they want to require that you do this and you do that, and you keep these records and that records. We didn't used to have to do this, and we didn't have any trouble. The trouble is being caused by the big, big, huge farmers, the concentrated animal feeding operations that Betty is talking about. Anyway, I'm doing more talking than you are.
It's an issue that's adamant, and I don't want to come off sounding a tree hugger, woozy woozy, you don't know what you're talking about. But I think so many people have been removed. Eaters, they called us at the farmer at Farm Aid. People that eat food have been so far removed from where the food comes from.
Yep,
that
don't know anything.
You go to the schools and kids think the milk comes from the grocery store.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And they don't understand the process to get that milk to the store. And the unfortunate thing is a lot of farmers have been fed this belief that we need the milk marketing board, we need all these marketing tools to help market your product, when in fact it's just raising the price for a few corporate or organizations that pay their executives good money to market a product that that means you have to have more milk, but it doesn't mean the milk quality is there. Yeah. So it's kind of a no-win situation for everybody.
Right. This policy, these procedures are putting the family farmer, dairy farmer, out of business. That's really it. It's all about putting people out of business because, and when you get $15 a hundredweight for milk that costs you $24 a hundredweight to make, how long can you keep that up? And that's what the whole scheme is here.
Right.
We don't want to deal with all these little guys. We want to deal with one or two big people. It's cheaper for us, save money, and, you know, we'll camouflage all the milk in these beautiful cartons and all these sexy pictures of young girls milking cows and the sweet little kids talking to the calves. And that's so far removed from what the reality is. It's a joke. All right, let's pause for a minute here, get our breath. Betty Groterforce is here with us. We're talking about the area where she lives in Wisconsin, how they're fighting back against the concentrated animal feeding lots and the farms. And we'll continue with that conversation in a moment here on the American Family Farmer.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
For over 75 years, Geico's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call Geico. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
For the best deals and the best styles of the season, get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Sale. All in-stock North American and European laminate is 10 to 20% off. Get popular styles from just 39 cents. Plus, get up to $2 a square foot off 3/4 inch solid pre-finished hardwood and pre-finished engineered hardwood from 99 cents. Get 20% off wood look tile and all in-stock vinyl plank is on sale. Plus, deals in bamboo from $169 and 18-month special financing. The best flooring deals and Tuesday, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
Stats show moms spent 30% more time parenting, so take springtime tips from Uber Mom, Raina Seitel.
My family relies on nutritious snacks, and Skippy PB Bites are portable and poppable with 5 grams of protein. There are two varieties, double peanut butter and pretzel, in the peanut butter aisle.
And for springtime nasal allergies?
Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour tackles itchy, runny noses and congestion for everyone ages 2 and up. It's available over-the-counter at full prescription strength.
Lifestyle expert Valerie Greenberg says moms have to take care of themselves too.
Protect and repair creams from Excipial, the first over-the-counter two-step program for hard-working hands. In the morning, it hydrates skin and gives you glove-like protection that lasts all day. At night, rapid repair cream soothes dry, irritated, and itchy skin.
And for handling colds?
I use Coldies Classic Cherry Lozenges because they're clinically proven to shorten colds by almost half the time. And they're the number one pharmacist-recommended brand.
For more, visit videopump.tv.
Betty Groterforce is here. Go to greencdf.org to understand how she's doing. Many people listening to this program this week have the same problem, whether you're in the dairy business, whether you're raising chickens or hogs or whatever it is. I saw something in one of the trades about being better prepared for pests and diseases. Well, the reason that we have pests and we have diseases is because of the abuses of these big places. And, you know, that's where the stuff is, the whatever is going on in the manure. I mean, manure is wonderful if it's properly managed. It has all the properties without having to use chemicals that keep the fields, keep reinvigorating the fields when we use that. But now, because everything's been abused, now there's a board that's going to help you control pests and diseases. Not that you don't know how to do that on your own. That's what we're talking about, Betty, right?
Yes. Bigger isn't better. And my father was a member of the Farmers, National Farmers Organization, NFO.
Yep.
And back in the day when milk prices were so poor and all that, we withheld our milk.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, the process doesn't work because farmers are, well, first off, your cow milk has milk. Ain't going to go away.
Yep.
So here you have a product and you need to pay the rent. So the ideal was great, but it wasn't going to work until enough farmers bought into it, or bought or believed it. That's not buying in anymore. It's believing that if I reduce the volume of milk, that will give me a higher price.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that supply and demand what
yes.
Econ 101 is all about?
Yep.
And we are being fed by corporate America, corporate farmers, whoever has their pockets in this kitty, that if we have more, we need more. We need more so we can send it abroad. And we've got all this corn so we can feed our cattle corn, or our dairy cows corn, which in fact, cows eat hay. They need to have hay for their ruminant.
Haylage and silage is very good for their rumen. Yep, keeps them all working.
Corn sure keeps the cow going and alive, but they need haylage. And we don't have haylage here in Wisconsin, or a lot of areas. We have the monocrops of corn.
Yep.
So it's a cheap product, and then we put the manure on to feed, you know, to keep the corn going. So it's a vicious cycle in a way of how. Unfortunately, the smaller farmers are being sold this. It's kind of like on the play ticket of what they're being told in their organizations that, well, yeah, you know, we need you got all this corn, so feed it, and then you can put manure on it, and you know, government's just taking away your ability to farm because they're controlling it. You don't want that. But in fact, the farmers need to just stop and sit back and say, wait a minute, why can't my son or daughter buy the farm anymore?
Uh-huh.
Because you know, if the market's not there, a bank won't, you know, it's a very sad situation of how things are happening to the dairy industry, to the farming period.
Yeah, right. And again, it comes as the clash of education is a factor in this. The fact that you said a few minutes ago, when youngsters are in school, they get a carton of milk. Oh, this is great. It came from this store or that store. I have a teaching facility on my farm, and the corridor is I have an old traditional New England style stucco barn. And so on the walls of the hallway leading in to the dairy barn where the cows are milked, I have pictures of cows, pictures of the gestation information that shows how that all works, how long it takes. I have rumen. We have pictures of the inside of the cow, show you how their four stomachs work, other things about the cow. And then you bring the children into the barn, and you have they're so often afraid of the cows because they're big. Just because they're big doesn't mean that they're scary. They're usually a lot of fun, very gentle animals. So we teach the kids about how not to be afraid, and then sometimes just for fun bring them behind the cow when they're being milked and take a teat and just squirt them with a little milk, and the girls scream, and they have them, and then they want to do it again. So it really is. It's an amazing thing. The soils are being depleted. Your soil is likely missing something if you're not putting manure on it. If you're just using a lot of chemicals, may help the stuff to grow, but it isn't doing anything for the soil. And Betty knows that. Betty's group knows that. And that's what they're railing against. So perhaps maybe you've been inspired by this conversation. to get something like this started in your area. If you have a lot of the concentrated animal feeding organizations, it's certainly something you ought to be paying a lot of attention to. Betty, thank you for being here. Betty Grotefors. Check out her website, greencdf.org. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer.
Know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with these comments. Looking around, listening to this program, you'd think that all the big ag businesses were the enemy of the small family farmer. I'm not sure that's true. That's an overstatement. But I will tell you, the American Family Farm and the American Family Farmer and the locavore movement, which this program supports, have been affected, for the most part, negatively by the overreach. The idea at first of not necessarily GMO crops, but some of the things that Monsanto and their ilk did earlier on were helpful, were productive, were in support of farm needs and farm products. But now with the GMO debate and Monsanto completely out of control, as is Dow, the concentration of ownership of the product, if you will, and how you see story after story in the farm trades about Monsanto suing this farmer because the seed they're using is actually Monsanto seed, even though it isn't. These people ought to have the right to grow their own seed and use it over and over again if they want to. That's what I do. I buy my seed from people in Pennsylvania and Ohio and Illinois. The open pollinated seed that may, so all these people are worried about the guy next door having stuff that is Monsanto corn basically, and they plant it and the wind blows the genetics from one field to another, and before you know it, you got GMO crops even though you didn't plant GMO seeds. And the crops still tend to be all or nothing. Either GMO or you're not GMO. A lot of people are trying to reduce their costs, and they think that using GMO seeds will give them more yield per acre, that kind of stuff. That's not proven by any study that I've ever seen. Matter of fact, just the opposite from my experience of using the open pollinated corn. But I want to continue. I want to go a little further with the Monsanto thing, because this week a problem emerged that most people didn't know was a problem. And that is the chief investors in Monsanto, four of the top 10 are the chief investors in Facebook. Thus, a problem has been recognized. When people are posting things that are negative about Facebook, negative about Monsanto on Facebook, Facebook has those comments removed. And so there is, the Dark Act. How come nobody's talking about when we post things about the Dark Act, which is the act that's before the Senate right now, that will basically stop you from being able to label your food so the people who are buying it know what it is, or the people who are buying it knowing what it is, they look at it and they don't know where it comes from, they don't know what's in it, they don't know anything about it. And that is 100% a Monsanto move to keep people from finding out that the food that they're eating is GMO-based. People ought to have a choice. You want to eat the bad stuff? Eat it. You want to eat good stuff? Then we ought to be able to eat it. You ought to be able to know what's what. Right now, you don't know. Make a choice, but be able to make the choice, and Monsanto doesn't want you to do that. So there have been a lot of posting from people who know what's going on Facebook about Monsanto, anti-Monsanto comments. Matter of fact, here's a news person on one of these blog sites named Mark Maxwell talking about the anti-Monsanto comments, events, and articles that have disappeared from Facebook.
In 2013, there was a Facebook event going viral. It was a page for the group March Against Monsanto. They were hosting an event at the company's headquarters in St. Louis, but the event was mysteriously deleted. Then 2 years later, in 2015, there was an article posted by Natural Society that was exposing some falsehoods found in the House of Representatives Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act of 2015. That was a non-GMO or a GMO Transparency Act. And that article was widely censored on Facebook just days before that vote was scheduled to take place in Washington. And people online reported something strange happening. They were forced, just like you would if you were going to go buy a ticket to a concert or some event, you were forced to sign into these security messages proving you were a real person and not a robot. Other people reported receiving warnings that the page they were visiting was unsafe, and they were not allowed to enter the site. Yet even after jumping through many of those hoops, social media users and their posts would simply disappear from their Facebook wall. Now, at this point, it's been difficult for any journalist to prove that someone at Monsanto gave a direct order and contacted Facebook telling them to remove that article. But the timing is raising eyebrows. And as we mentioned before, both companies are bound to some of the very same shareholders, many of whom are looking for a return on their investment. In the boardroom, a covert operation like this one could be referred to as corporate synergy. But to readers at home, or reporters in a newsroom, or publishers at an editor's station, it could look a lot more like covering up one's tracks or using a powerful position to silence critics.
Food for thought. I'm Doug Steffen, here each week on this program. Thank you for listening. Please join us again next week on The American Family Farmer.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.